This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado's Secretary of State, Jenna Griswold, received an unusual letter from the Department of Justice this week. CPR's Caitlin Kim explains.
The letter from Assistant Attorney General of the Civil Rights Division, Harmeet Dhillon, reminded Griswold that state election officials, including herself, could be criminally prosecuted for aiding and abetting non-citizens in voting. The DOJ says it also wants to know how the state plans to comply with federal laws to prohibit non-citizens from voting. In a statement, Griswold called the letter a thinly veiled attempt to intimidate elections officials and inject the federal government into states' rights to oversee elections. Voting by non-citizens is illegal and exceedingly rare. Colorado does not let non-citizens vote in any elections. Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Six large fires are ongoing across Colorado, and they're concerned to Coloradans this week. So far, those fires have burned over 189,000 acres of land. The most concerning fire is the Aspen Acres fire near Pueblo, which is at close to 90. Which is over 96,000 acres today, with the loss of homes and structures. The Ferris Fire in Dolores County is mostly on public lands, but is the second largest fire. The Gold Mountain Fire near Ouray and the Willow Fire near Leadville are also burning on public lands. All have had evacuations, and none are more than 19% contained. Meanwhile, firefighters are still trying to put out a new fire south of Colorado Springs. The Rock Creek Fire started yesterday. It's still small at just over an acre. It's burning in Rock Creek Canyon, south of State Highway 115 in El Paso County. Read the latest on all the fires burning across the state at CPR.org. It's 7:06.